The wildfire season is still young, but the coronavirus has already made its mark. A Department of Natural Resources seasonal crew leader in Northeast Washington tested positive for the virus and is home recovering. No harm done. He hadn't yet reported for summer duty. But what if a firefighter shows up for work with the virus? Given the conditions they work in, one infected person could quickly pass it to others.
There's a phrase we all use, camp crud. And it is something that sanitation within fire camps and sanitation within engines has been trained into our personnel, but now there's greater urgency around all of that with COVID.
George Geisler is Washington's state forester and deputy supervisor for wildfire. Crews at the big fire complexes often live in tent camps where they eat and sleep when they're off duty. Geisler predicts fire commanders will create fewer of the big camps in favor of smaller communities closer to the front lines. Those commanders will also have to think about the spacing of their teams in the field.
We're looking at strategies that involve things like increased use of aviation, and actually pre-positioning of our resources just so that we can get to the fires quicker with maybe fewer personnel on the ground and in close proximity with each other.
And then there's testing and contact tracing of the people who work the fires.
The use of COVID testing has not been fully worked out relative to wildland firefighting infrastructure.
He says a group led by the National Interagency Fire Center is currently working on testing procedures for fire camps. If someone is confirmed positive, they'll be pulled from the ranks. Hillary Fran says replacing people may be more difficult this year.
We're used to having to lean on other states and even other nations for resource support and vice versa, us sharing those. What we're not used to is every one of those states and those countries also dealing with the pandemic.
That means there may be less migration of crews from state to state and country to country, fewer people available to work the big fires. George Geisler says there's also the question of attrition due to the virus.
Many of our incident command team members, those folks that have the most experience, some of those are in high-risk categories. Some people are saying this is the year that they will sit out.
All of those factors do not bode well for what Fran says is already a busy fire season in the Northwest. All the more reason, she says, to pay more attention this year on preventing fires. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.